אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות
from the study of the 10 sefirot volume 3 part 10 adam membet inner light וזה אומרו. You can ask questions at Kavda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, volume 3, page Taf Taf Peitet, Arem Membet, Inner Light, First Column, וזה אומרו. And this is what he says. And when he came out, then Abba became the Bechina of that Chesed, and Bina the Bechina of the Garon, since he is Bina the Arichanpin. Meaning, when the degree of Bina Dema emerged, which are Abba V'ima, came outside from the first Hey of the inner Havaya, which is Bina the Arichanpin, Abba became the Bechina of that Chesed of the first kind, which is the Bechina of the Chesed of the Rashei Ktefin, the Arichanpin. Meaning the Bechina of Chasadim in Gar of Bina, before they spread and came out to be the Bechina of Zon. And Bina, meaning the upper Ima, was made from the Bechina of the light of Garon, the Arich Anpin, meaning from the essence of Bina, which is from the essence of Chochma, which is the Bechina of the Kli herself of Bina, which drew the light of Chesed. And this is what he says, since the Garon is higher than Chesed, therefore the light of the Garon closes that Chesed, meaning, as explained, that the Bechina of the Kli of Bina is the Bechina of Chochma, and therefore the light of the Bechina of the Kli is immeasurably higher than the Bechina of Chesed that this Kli drew. And therefore the Bina, which is the upper Ima, Ima Ila'a, she was made mainly from that light himself of Arich Anpin, which is the Bechina of Chochma. And therefore the upper Ima is more important than Abba, because Abba is the Bechina of Gar of Chasadim, which the Garon drew, and Ima is the Bechina of the light of the Garon itself, meaning from the Bechina of the Kli, which is the light of Chochma, only in the valley of Vak of Chochma, since she is in the Bechina of Achoraim over the light of Chochma. Again, I remember it in her light from Veze Omro. And this is what he says. And when he came out, then Abba became the Bechina of that Chesed, and Bina from the Bechina of the Garon, since he is Bina the Arich Anpin.
Meaning Abba is if Chesed, Bina. Yeah, that's interesting, because it can't be Chochma for the merge in the Rosh of Arich Anpin. And only there is Chochma.
Meaning, when the degree of Bina Dema emerged, which are Abba V'ima, when they came outside of the first Hey of the inner Havaya, which is Bina De'arich Anpin, Abba became the Bechina of that Chesed of the first kind, which is the Bechina of Chesed of the Rashei Katfin De'arich Anpin. Meaning the Bechina of Chasadim in Gar of Bina, before they spread and came to be the Bechina of Zon. And Bina, meaning the upper Ima, was made from the Bechina of the light of Garon, the Arich Anpin, meaning from the Bechina of Bina in her essence, which is from the essence of Chochma, which is the Bechina of the Kli itself of Bina, which drew the light of Chesed. And this is what he says, since the Garon is higher than Chesed, therefore the light of the Garon closes that Chesed, meaning, as explained, that the Bechina of the Kli of Bina is the Bechina of Chochma. And therefore the light of the Bechina of that Kli is immeasurably higher than the Bechina of Chesed which that Kli drew. And therefore, Bina, which is the upper Ima, Ima Ila'a, she was made mainly from that light of the Garon himself, the Arich Anpin, which is the Bechina of Chochma. And therefore, the upper Ima is more important than Abba, because Abba is the Bechina of Gar de Chassadim, which the Garon drew, and Ima is the Bechina of the light of the Garon itself, meaning from the Bechina of the Kli, which is the light of Chochma. Only in the value of Vak of Chochma, since she is in the Bechina of Achoraim, posteriority over the light of Chochma.
We'll understand it in the future. All right, continue.
And this is what it says, and this is the Bechina of Delariyud, where the Chochma is revealed, and Bina is concealed in her and is not revealed, because the Yud is the upper Abba, which is the Bechina of the light of Chesed, which the Garon drew of Arichan Pin, and therefore he is revealed in the name of Ayah. But Vav Daled of the fulfillment of the Yud is the upper Ima, which is the Bechina of the light of the Garon from the Bechina of the Chochma in her. And since that Chochma in the Garon stands in the Bechina of Achoraim to the reception of the light of Chochma, rather she all stand to draw the light of Chassadim. Therefore, the upper Ima is concealed inside the internality of Abba, and therefore it is implied only in the fulfillment of the Yud, and is not apparent by herself at all. And understand well, because the upper Ima herself does not wish to be apparent. Rather, she is in the meaning of He is delighted in mercy, and therefore she clothes Abba. And now you will also understand that the upper Ima took the bottom six of Chochma de Bon, and this is for the above reason, because since she is from the Bechina of the light of Chochma in the Garon, and that light is the Bechina of Vak de Chochma, because the power of the Achoraim she holds on to, and therefore she took upon herself to correct the Vak of Chochma de Bon. But the upper Abba is Keter de Chochma of the degree of Bina de Ma, meaning Gar of Bina, meaning the Chesed of the first kind.
Meaning Ima being Ima Ila, which specifically because she is Chochma, she disappears within Abba. Yes?
Beseder.
All right. Next.
Adem Mem Gimel.
The relationships between them, we will understand. It isn't simple. It's as if Ab Chesed and Ima, what are these Gvuot? They're coming from actually the diminishment of Chasadim. We'll study that. Continue for the time being.
Adam Yem Gimel, 43 above, page Taf Tzadik Aleph. But when the two arms of Arich Anpin started to be revealed and expand, then Chesed clothed on Gvura, and Yeshut came out from there. And then it was the opposite, because Abba, Tamir, Veganiz more than Bina. Therefore, they were implied in the Lerehei.
Hinted his suit in the item, hey?
That Chochma is concealed and Bina is revealed.
Yud is Yud Vav. Yes? So hey is a sign for his suit. That the Chochma is in concealment and isn't, and Bina is revealed.
And this is what he says in Idra Zutra, close to that language. Levater ishtakhu de Chochma Abba Bina Ima, meaning that in the beginning Bina is concealed inside Chochma, ach levatar, meaning to say after the expansion, the arms of Arich Anpin, then the Bechina of Abba Vima were revealed. And thus, the matter of Bina and the first Tvuna were thoroughly explained, and the matter of Abba and Israel Saba, which are implied in the two letters, Yud, the first Yud K, in the name Havaya.
Yes, then he begins to explain to us how Bina Eliona, the upper Bina, rules the lower ones with the aid of her bestowal called Zot arms. How does the mother care for the babies? Right? Breast and arms. Yes, that's all. What else has she got with respect to the baby? So here, just to demonstrate that a bit, so we understand that it's not guf de'ima. What is guf de'ima? Rather, zo'ot, arms, and shadaim, breast. Because by the lines, then we are receiving chokhmah, chasadim, and then accordingly the tachton, the lower one, begin to discern its attitude from the upper one, and through that begin to arrange itself accordingly. Well, in corporality, it doesn't quite appear it's right and left, or the left breast or the right breast. We don't discern, right? Why two? In corporality, there's no such thing. There's only external signs. However, in spirituality, it's a great difference. Who wanted to? Who's sitting there? Oh, Mikam is hiding behind everyone. No, just don't confuse us. Start saying word by word, and I'll tell you when to stop.
He is writing that only when the two arms of Aruch Anpin started to be revealed and expand, then Chesed closes Gvura, and so on. And this is where Yeshut came from. But the arms spread from the Chazeh. From the Chazé of Aruch Anpin.
We'll see. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know.
Because everything he wrote before
from the shoulders
was an up to the Chazé.
It was from Tefaim, shoulders.
Yes. So I'm saying everything he wrote before was below the expansion of Chesed and Gvura in the Tefaim, shoulders.
I don't know, he only mentioned it now for the first time. Beside these arms, these Zot. Yeah? The matter of the Zot. So they expand from below upwards or from above downwards. As the arms are holy, you know, like in that form. Yeah? Chabad Chagat Nehi. In such form, we are counting the arms. Or are we speaking of downwards? I don't know what we are talking about. Either towards the upper one or towards the low one. So just begin. Allow a bit for... when your fact your mind is running, just hold it back a bit. All right, so we'll continue.
Above or below?
All right, so where are we?
Adam 43, we read it once above.
Read it again.
So again, Adam 43 above. But when the two Zro'ot, the Aruch Anpin, started to be revealed and expand, then Chesed clothed Gvura, and this is where Yeshut came from. And then it was to the opposite, because Abba, Tamir, Veganiz, more than Bina. Therefore, they were implied in the letter Hey, that Chochma is concealed and Bina is revealed. And this is what is written in the Idra Zuta, close to that language. Levatar ishtekhu de chokhma abba bina ima. Meaning, in the beginning they are concealed, bina, inside chokhma, ach levatar, meaning to say, after the expansion of the arms of Aruch Anpin, then the bechina of abba v'ima was revealed. And the matter of bina and the first funa are thoroughly explained. Also the matter of Abba and Israel Saba, which are implied in the two letters of the first Yud Kei in the name Havaya.
Meaning in the beginning it's Ima is more concealed than Abba is more concealed. We'll see what it gives this game. And how can it be? Chochma is more revealed than Chasadim. Chasadim is more revealed than Chochma. It's all right, but Chochma more revealed. How can it be? It must be in clothing. Meaning, what Chochma are we talking about? Yes. Revealed outwardly. What does that mean? Meaning it's kelim, it's revelation. However, what does it mean more than ima? It can't be. Always clothed within ima. Well, we'll see.
Item M Gimel below, 43 below, in page Taf Taf Tzadik, first column, Veze Omro. And this is what he says, but when the two arms of Arich Anpin started to be revealed and expand, then Chesed closed Gvura, and Yeshut, this is where Yeshut came from. And but then it was to the opposite, meaning when Chesed de Bina was revealed, when Chesed de Bina revealed the Bechina of the expansion to Zat, meaning the second Chesed that expands from Gar de Bina to the outside, which requires the illumination of Chochma, then Chesed closes Gvura. And therefore the Ari calls it the second kind of Chesed, because the first Chesed in the Rosh Ktefaim, the Arich Anpin, it does not clothe any Gvura or diminishment. Rather, to the contrary, the light of Chochma in the Garon expands in its internality. Rather, it is not revealed, for he is delighted in mercy, but this Chesed of the second kind, which is after it expanded and was revealed from Gar of Bina to the outside, from the Bechina of the Zro'ot arms, which already required the illumination of Chochma, and therefore that Chesed closes Gvura, meaning that the power of the parsa rides on it. And this lacks from the Chesed of the first kind, which is the Bechina of Gar, where Ima is concealed in, for he is delighted in mercy as the nature of Bina in the Bechina of Ergar. However, the Chesed of the second kind, which is from the nature of Bina from Herzat, and the nature of that Bina is to be revealed, meaning to reveal the Chesedim in the illumination of Chochma.
Meaning to reveal the Chochma, pretty much.
And this is what he says.
As a matter of fact, but I would repeat that.
Again, Adam 43, inner light.
It's not so much whether we understand or not quite understanding, rather to see that the act between Chassadim and Chochmah is what builds our perception, our sensation, in general, our reality.
And this is what he says, but when the two arms, the Arich Anpin, started to be revealed and expand, then Chesed closed Gvura, and this is where Yisut came from. And then it was to the opposite, meaning when the Chesed de Bina was revealed from the beginning of the expansion to Zat, meaning the second kind of Chesed, which spreads from Gar de Bina to the outside, which requires the illumination of Chochma, then Chesed closed Gvura. And therefore, the Ari calls it the second kind of Chesed. For the first kind of Chesed in the Reishi Ktefin, the Arich Anpin, it did not clothe any Gvura or diminishment. Rather, to the contrary, the light of Chochma of the Garon spread in his internality. Only it is not revealed because he is Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. But that Chesed of the second kind, which is after it spread and was revealed from Gar de Bina to the outside, from the Bechina of the Zro'ot, arms, which already required the illumination of Chochma, and therefore that Chesed closes Gvura, meaning that the power of the Parsa rides on it. And it is lacking from the Chesed of the first kind, which is the Bechina of Gar, where Ima is concealed in, for he is delighted in mercy as the nature of Bina in Hergar. However, the Chesed of the second kind, which is from the nature of Bina in Herzat, and the nature of that Bina is to be revealed, meaning to reveal the Chesedim in the illumination of Chochma.
Yes.
Leo from Jerusalem is asking, can you explain what is the difference between Chesed of the first kind to the second kind?
Should I read it again? What is more prominent? Chochma or Chesedim, Abba or Ima? All right, like that, in a form, rough form. But we'll look further. Again, the desire to receive is the matter of creation. How many forces more are there beside the desire to bestow of the creature and the desire to, of the creator and the desire to receive of the creature? None, right? Two. So out of those two, how do we build the entire reality? Yeah? So we need that these forces, when they are they become taking on different shades between them, meaning, how should you put it? Connecting into all kind of forms between them, yes, these two qualities, the desire to receive and desire to bestow. When between them occurs all kind of emotionals and relations called orot, being lights, yes? Then, out of them, all the colors and sounds and distances, everything occurred through them. So what's important for us is, well, why are we studying the 10 sefirot? Because it is important for us to understand, out of the billions of manners and impressions and coincidences, how can we arrange it all? This is what we are doing. We, as a matter of fact, out of all our impressions, we are building a system. We arranging it because it's broken. Yeah? Just like Lego, you know, when all the parts are separated. So we are building out of all the these two forces that exist in such form and ruin. Between them, we are building kind of a mosaic or complete Lego. Psifas, how you call it? Mosaic, that's the word. Hence, it is important for us to understand here what legality applies here, what lines of behavior, accumulation of organs into situations. So we are building a system, and due to the building, the constructing with these broken parts, thus we come to the awareness or knowing the Creator. And from knowing the Creator, we cleaved onto Him. All right. So, therefore, it is important for us not to know it. Well, we won't know. Really, it's not all as it is written, because it goes through the feeling. It turns completely different. It appears. So we know already now. What we understand a little bit in spirituality, what we're feeling, the difference between reading, just as everyone who come here and read, and to later on, as we begin to slightly connect and taste, to what extent it is appear differently. Hence, we need to long to reveal. Taste and see, otherwise you can't see. Let's continue.
Second column, page Taf Taf Tzadik. This is what he says. And then it was to the opposite, because Abba is Tamir and Gani is more than Bina, meaning as the nature of Bina from Gar is to cover Chochmah, for he is delighted in mercy, so he is opposite to Bina of Zot, whose nature is to reveal the illumination of Chochmah for Zon. Since she is the root for Zon, and the nature of that revelation in her is her clothing in Gvoa, because of that she loses the Bechina of her Gar, which is Chesed of the first kind. And therefore, in the letter He of Havaya, Ima is revealed. Again, that paragraph. And this is what he says. And then it was to the opposite, for Abba, Tamir, Vegani is more than Bina, meaning, as it is the nature of Bina Degar to cover Chochmah, for he is delighted in mercy, Opposite to her is Bina Dezat, whose nature is to precisely to reveal the illumination of Chochmah for Zon.
That's clear, yes? Niv?
No.
What do you mean, no?
It's not clear.
You're driving me crazy. Well, I don't understand. How could that not be clear? Answer me now. Shoresh. Aleph, Bechina Aleph, Bechina Bet. What is Bechina Bet? How is it called?
Bina.
Bina. Ah, first. Hey or Bina. What its nature? What is its nature?
Chasadim.
No. What does she want or doesn't want?
To bestow.
Well, she doesn't want to bestow at all. Where does she begin? This is Chochmah, right?
Yud.
She wants to receive, right? Her desire comes from the Shosh. Bina wants what?
To bestow.
Entirely?
Her upper part,
nice. She rejects, for the time being, rejects the light of Chochmah, repulses it. And its other half thinks already, how can it receive in order to continue bestowing, to strengthen it? Meaning, Bina is Gar and Zat, particularly in her. All right? So where did he write to you right now? Read Gilad again.
And this is what he says. And then it was to the opposite, for Abba Tamir Vegan is more than Bina, meaning as it is the nature of Bina from Gar.
A nature of Gar. See nature. Where is it? The first Hay, the first Havaya. Yes? Right? In the four phases of direct light. So what's there?
Is to cover Chochmah.
Gar the Chochmah. What does she want? She doesn't want to receive the Chochmah, to cover it. Yes.
Since he is delighted in mercy.
Right. Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, Gar de Bina. Yeah, tell me.
Yes.
All right, great. Next.
Opposite to her is Bina Dezat, whose nature is to precisely to reveal the illumination of Chochmah for Zon.
Yes. Now it's clear. Meaning you're not activating your mind. A little bit. You have, it's not just you. Many people have kind of a barrier that I don't understand, it's remote, I can't, etc. Clear it off, be free. Yes, no, without the fear, without stress. If it will be, it will be. If it won't, won't. The main thing is for it to affect you, right? So release yourself from the stress and see to what extent you'll finally discover rules that you heard and study about it many times, 1,000 times. You repeat it in different names, but it is one of the same. I have not changed. Right? So this is what's this way, a bit more free and loose.
Since she is the root for Zon, and the nature of that revelation in her is her clothing in Gvura, and because of that she is losing the Bechina of her Gar.
Chafetz Chesed.
Which is the first kind of Chesed.
This is how I call it, Chesed of the first type.
And therefore, in the letter Hey of Havaya, Ima is revealed.
All right?
No.
What does it mean that Ima is revealed?
She begins to reveal the Chochmah in her, meaning just as in her upper half, she doesn't want to reveal Chochmah. In the other half, she does want to discover or reveal Chochmah. As I should say, we'll see how to call it. Right? Next.
And this is what it says. After the expansion of the Zorot, arms of Arich Anpin,
Zorot, the arms.
Then the Bechinot of Abba v'Ima were revealed.
Or Zat. Dro is Zat. Don't think arms, etc. Something like that. Zat the Bina.
And this is what he says. After the expansion of the arms of Arich Anpin, then the Bechinot of Abba v'Ima were revealed. Meaning, therefore, the names of Chochmah and Bina were changed to Abba and Ima, because Chochmah brought Bina outside because of that correction, and Chochmah herself was corrected as male and female. And that revelation is mainly in Yesut, which came outside, which means below Parsa de Arich Anpin, for the purpose of the correction of Zon in Mochin de Yenika.
Meaning they have no Chochmah. Right? According to the second restriction, in Bina there's no Chochmah. No.
But the upper Abba Ve'ima did not come outside at all, and therefore they remained in their first name, Chochmah and Bina.
For in them there's Chochmah and Bina. Hence we say Chochmah and Bina. Whereby in Zad Bina, for her being below the Pasad, is no Chochmah. Hence their name is changing to Abba and Ima.
No, to Israel Saba and Vuna.
Israel Saba and Vuna. No, Abba and Ima Ilain. Lo Abba and Ima also called like that. Okay.
And that revelation was made only after Abba, the upper Abba Ve'ima were completed, as known. And therefore, he says, Levatar Ishtakhu, which are Abba Ve'ima, meaning from the Bechina of Ma, which corrected the Zon, meaning after the correction of Yesud. But the upper Abba Ve'ima,
which are God, the Bina,
don't correct Zon, since they are the third degree from them, as written.
For it is Ali Elyon, up one, and then there's Abba Nima Elayin, then Yesud, then Zon. So Abba Nima Elayin do not belong to Zon, which they are from the higher degree.
And this is what is written after the expansion of the Zro'ot of Arich Anpin,
being Zad the Bina,
then the Bechina of Abba Ve'ima was revealed and understand.
Well, we'll go through it, but there's no... You know, I'll tell you further. Intentionally, they want to confuse you, intentionally, so that you won't think that you know. That unless you know, you will attain, you wouldn't know it by name or word. That's it. So, we need attainment. Right, Amikam? Yes. Well, fine. If you want to attain, that's fine. More. Where is our American who wanted to ask all the time? Run away? No? What did you want to ask? You forgot already. All right, give him. I can't. He's a...
I have a question about what we spoke about earlier.
All right, yeah, but quickly.
I wanted to ask before that about all of the businesses crashing and there being no work.
הוא רוצה לשאול לגבי זה שעכשיו אין עבודה וכל העסקים מתרסקים.
נו, אני אמרתי את זה מזמן.
Well, I said it long time ago that there won't be work. Even that business won't crash, there won't be jobs. There won't be work. So even, say we are advancing, and how much can China produce? How much do we need to buy? How much? There's an end to it. Our desire doesn't desire it anymore, meaning there are a few reasons why we reach the shattering. Technical reasons. So what?
In spirituality, it's a law that we have to work. Even if we don't have money, we have to have a job.
אנחנו עובדים מרוחניות שאנחנו חייבים לעבוד. גם אם יש לי כסף, אני עדיין חייב שתהיה לי עבודה כדי לעבוד.
We need to work for spirituality. The next stage of spirituality of humanity is to work in spiritual work. That's it, period. And corporeal work will have it without any exertion. We will everything we will do by our mind and printers and automatic automation. The main work, well, there's a small part of humanity that is incapable of anything. They will be happy to work in services. However, the majority need to work in inner spiritual effort. And this is the work in the next degree of humanity. That's it. This is what we are coming to. Until in the next degree, spiritual degree, when you start exert and integrate among them, we'll come to state that this world as if evaporates, it disappears as a cloud, and and we remain only in our feelings and not in this imaginary world when these sensations are depicting our reality to us. This is a development. There's nothing we can do about it.
In the meantime, if we can't find a job, we can't do the spiritual work.
אבל לעת עתה, אם אנחנו לא יכולים למצוא עבודה גשמית, אז אנחנו לא יכולים לעשות עבודה רוחנית.
מי אמר לך את זה?
Who told you that?
תתארגן את העולם בצורה חדשה.
Arrange the world in a new, organize the world in a new correct fashion, and you'll see. What would you do with all the unemployed? What would you do with all these people who are now unemployed? There are already research published talking of a terrible state when one is unemployed and is at home. Divorce and huge conflicts at home. He loses his form or his person. It turns into something. It's terrible. One who is not requiring any effort, it's worse than an animal, because animals, from sunrise to sunset, you saw animals movies, right? From sunrise to sunset, they constantly are searching where to eat, where to mate, where to build a family, where to set themselves a place for winter, say, where their offsprings, this and that, constantly are in a surge, they're constantly in an effort, even though they have seemingly free time, but they have then a play, that the play is also isn't a play. It's by that they're determining the connection between them in the flock, in the group, in all those things. You see, it is all arranged. Have you ever been seen an ant that is just lying like that on its back and doing nothing? Yeah, a cup of beer, smoking and watching soccer. Have you ever seen something like that? No? Constantly, a person, a human beings are the only ones that now came to a state that they must shift into spiritual work, massive work. I mean, the connection among everyone to arrange the whole of humanity in a new fashion. And for the time being, like that, stalbet, legs up, doing nothing. It's terrible. It is a drop that turns one worse than animals, worse. And there would be a great frustration where the person will lose sanity, grow crazy, because the insanity comes to mind because one is unfulfilled, is not necessitated in anything, doesn't receive any orders with things must comply with, so one would lose its senses. Yes, just as you aren't working for a while, a month or two in some job, you're losing it. Someone would lose his senses. We will not be able to connect with other people. Everything begin to in him, in the person, to sink, to deteriorate or to sink, descend. And you'll see a person like these like zombie characters.
Well, I have one more question, okay?
After that, you have more questions? Please. No. If they won't begin to work with this crowd, that will turn up. And then it's a problem. Because, you know, all this democracy among Europe, America, etc. What will they be able to elect? Those people who would be in such form. What party could they like? What movement? What form? What could they vote for? It would be, they'll go out to the streets. It's something that will necessitate the governments to make changes. If not for us.
What is the work of the Jews outside of Israel, those who don't study Kabbalah with us? What are they supposed to do? They should come to Israel, or what are they supposed to do?
God forbid.
What?
To have 6 million Americans, Jews from the U.S.? Even those who, even the Israelis who are outside, it's a problem. I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, there isn't a mitzvah to return to the land of Israel forcefully. No. It is a mitzvah upon a person to be Adam. Adam meaning he who resembles the Creator. This is what we need to come to. And where the person is? This world is a very easy conditioning. What seems to us as this reality and this world and the earth and this place, it's all the moment you are connecting to the Creator, the truth, is that it's hardly important where you are. And also you have roles in different places. Of course, this is Bala Sulam writes, as the heir of Jerusalem, etc. Well, the Jews throughout the world, they need to know what their obligation is. They need to come to the source, to the same method as they were when they were connected, interconnected by the ancestors. They need to study, to learn how to unite, how to connect into a network of connection between them in a system called Arvut Hadadit, mutual guarantee. That only in such manner they can exist and show an example, be an example to the world, light for the nations. This is our obligation here, and this is the obligation that every Jew, or every, who's a Jew? He longs for Yichud, unity. And every person in the world, when his point, the point in his heart is awakened. And you don't need to come here, or rather, everywhere, wherever one is, he need to study the methodology of correction, because what the world needs is not to correct the world, rather to correct oneself. Each and every person needs, in order to be interconnected with everyone, to be as one bunch. So we need to learn how to do that and realize it in practice and set an example for the whole world how to do it. For otherwise, the world, you'll see that the world, if it wasn't for that, the world's future is very, seems not as good.
In your blog, you say that there's a problem with the American Jews, that they don't feel any relation to Israel, any connection to Israel.
And the American Jews, or the Jews of America, are, how is it called? Well, first of all, they neglect Israel, they reject Israel, they don't want to be recognized as Jews, they don't want to be recognized as connected to Israel, and the fact that maybe they love and support and strengthen Israel, they want to show themselves more Americans than the Americans themselves.
They want to show everybody that they are, that we are. We don't want anything except for anything that isn't in America. They don't do this thing with Polar till today. How can it be that a Jew in America is also devoted to Israel? That's on purpose. even though it's, you know, with a covenant with America, how can that be? Everybody can, but Jews? No. The American Jews are traitors of Israel. They don't feel that this is their source, that they are tied to here. They want to be tied to America alone. Also, the Jews that aren't the real Americans. There are some that, I know some that are, I have relatives that are in England and America that they left them in the 19th century. They left Russia to there, to England and America. So that's something else. They never had a connection to Israel. But even the Israelis that come to Israel, they don't want to feel a connection to Israel. They listen to news sometimes in Hebrew, they talk between them in Hebrew, but they don't want to be connected to Israel. What for? It only brings me trouble. I understand them. But I don't blame anybody. I'm not blaming them or complaining. I'm saying, like any researcher who is researching a phenomenon in nature, he says, this is the phenomenon, and that's it. I'm not saying that they're good or bad. Just understand my approach. I'm saying, this is what is happening in man. If I was part of them, I'm sure I'd be the same as them. Yes.
They don't know anything about Israel, so what to do for them?
If they don't know anything, so we got to do something that they'll know. First of all, they're Jews. It's not a thing about Israel. It's not a thing about a country. This country has a right to exist because it allows us to correct the world from here. Except for that, there is no reason for existence here. If it won't be as an armrest, as a foundation for the correction, it won't exist anymore. That's for sure. We have an opportunity, as Barat Suram says, we have to do it. And with God's help, we'll do it. Up till now, we're advancing. But for them, they have to know why they're alive. I hope that this crisis will finally reach them too. Even though they have a lot of money, they're set. So by all kinds of different trouble to everyone, I don't want them to get trouble. I want them to get brains. But if not, the trouble will come to teach them that there's a problem here, that they can't sit quietly, that they have to research why is this trouble coming, right? Just like us. What do we say? We say that we want to hasten the times. What does that mean? We want to run ahead before that the stick comes from behind. In Achishena and not Beito. But what in Achishena, what do we have to do? We have to look for trouble. We have to look for a desire, for a deficiency. Like an old man who's bent down looking. We have to look for a desire to advance. What am I lacking to advance? I'm lacking? That's already trouble, but I don't care. I need the greatness of the goal together with that in order to not run away. So the deficiency and the greatness of the goal have to go together. That's what I need. And then I need to be concerned that I'll get that from my environment. If not, trouble will come. Same with them. They have to understand. If they don't discover the goal and the greatness of the goal and a deficiency for it, the blows will come. As much as they have money and they're set for life, and according to that, the blows will come. That's it. And these blows can really come as very unpleasant ways. The Jews in Germany were doing as well as the ones in America right now.
But you're saying that they don't need to come to Israel.
No, I'm saying go or not go to Israel. It has nothing about coming to live in Israel. It's about making the integral education for them, to help them to understand what it means to be integral, what it means to be connected, what it means to be in mutual guarantee with each other. What are they destined to bring the correction to the world? Then the world won't turn to them in a bad way to demand the correction from them, but they'll understand in advance that from them the good will come, the force of the good. But right now, as we were talking about the cake and the raisins in the cake, we are in that dough, we are projecting from us a deficiency to the world and not extra. We're supposedly black dots in the world, that from us light has to come out, and light isn't coming out, darkness is coming out from us. That's why all the nations of the world are saying that you, me, everybody, all of us, are bringing evil to the world, bringing trouble, bringing problems. The anti-Semites feel it inside, and what they feel correctly. That's true. And it says about it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it's because that you don't bring light to the world instead of darkness. You are the only one that can bring this or that. Now picture people that demand on, that depend on you. They feel that they depend on you. What effort they have to do to keep themselves to not to come up to you with a demand. Try and clothe into their state. If I know that I depend on somebody and that somebody won't bring me my livelihood, what feeling would I have towards him? What feeling would I have towards him? I need to, and I have to be nice to him and be kind and speak. How much can I do that? Until when the trouble comes, then it's obvious to me, and we kind of they make each other mad even more. Oh, what can we do now? I'm going to kill them. And I supposedly have all the proof, all the inner feeling, all the forces of nature. The nature allows the killer to come and do the action. So who's to blame? You don't bring the correction to the world in a state that you must. There's always beitoch ishana, beitoch ishana. Haste and not in its time. What do you want? On the days of the temple, you think there wasn't the same problem? It was the same thing all the time. All the time. What did Mordechai scream out that he sit in the king's gate? We need to unite. What did Aman say? They are scattered. Thank God there's one nation scattered between the nations. We can destroy it. That's it. So you don't have to come to Israel to unite. Understand, we have to be united internally in mutual love, mutual connection. Only through education we can get that and bring this method and example to the whole world. That is called Ola Goyim, light to the nations. You do that, you'll see how right away everybody's relations will change towards you. That the same group that received from Abraham, from above, this method is finally implementing it.
No. The last question. All the Jews in the world are not studying Kabbalah. Only we are.
You don't have to study Kabbalah. You don't even have to know it's from Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a method that talks about the structure of reality and the way it has gone through a shattering, and after this crisis, this shattering, the way it has to correct itself. Now, this shattering, which is revealing itself, is also revealing itself in the ones that have a point in the heart, and also the ones who don't have a point in the heart. And we say about that, we say the general crisis, that's the revealing of the shattering of the vessels. That's it. And then it is worth it for us to hasten in our correction.
What should we do for them right now? Only what we're doing now?
Education, education. That's it. Bring them in any hole, every opportunity, any channel, whatever you can, not just to the Jews, to everybody, but mainly through the Jews. Give them the method of correction, and without any word of Kabbalah and souls and nothing. Only how to be united, that by that we discover the new degree of nature that is revealing itself. This degree is saying that we have to be integral globally in a mutual connection. We're all connected to each other. The humanity in the whole world is all around, and we need to be organized in this way. That's it. As much as we get close to that, we'll succeed in everything. That's what you have to say and teach them. To explain that to them through studying and to organize them in workshops and all kinds of activities so they'll feel that it's like that. And to put, how do you say it? All the, how do you say it? Oh, all the unemployed, you put them, bring all of them in there. That is the new work of humanity from morning to night, really, to be in such a university. Man must study with tests, with responsibility, with just like at school, but even more. More. And there is a lot of work, and for everybody, you don't even know what's going to be revealed in every state and state. Changes in media and in connections and how to organize himself and themselves. It's so much work for everyone. Bring me 7 billion, you'll see how much work they'll have. Really. That's it. And that work, that activity is our dealing with the next degree, except for the necessity that is really going to start disappearing. Even those robots, the printers, those new printers that can print whatever you need, the 3D printers, you'll see that you don't even need that. There'll be such things, man won't need to work with anything. It's an according to us going internally. You'll see, we don't need to do anything. Man will receive everything is ready until this whole corporeal world will be less and less felt. Okay. We're continuing, yeah? In the preface to the book of Zohar.
So we'll move to the next part of the lesson.
No, let's just go for it. Preface to the